And we'll start.
You're listening to the Training Dummies. With Hoofit. Head. And Hotbox.
Once there was this girl who didn't like the idea of using mouse over macros, but when they finally made her, she had topped all the charts in her age group. It's all because she listened to the Training Dummies.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 25 of the Training Dummies. Recorded on December 20th, 2012. That amazing intro was written by Upsana and performed by Kevin Old Scratch from the Dark Moon Herald. I am Daryl, sporting a sexy new mic, and I play a resto shaman named Hemd. With me, as always, is Rob, the man of a thousand alts, if he had the time, whose main is a Mistweaver monk known as Roadhouse. Due to some technical issues, Hoofit will not be able to join us tonight, so we're just going to do a mini-cast and announce the winners of our contest a bit later on. But first, let's start with what we've been up to this past week. Rob, what's up?
What is up, man? I guess real quick, If any of you guys follow Hoofit on Twitter, you'll probably see what was going on. He got some new hardware for his computer. He got a new solid-state drive and some new fans and stuff a while back. And he put in the drive, and it was working pretty well. And he read somewhere that he needed to go in and change a setting in his registry. And it was supposed to prevent it from overheating or chewing through the solid-state drive. And so he did that and went and rebooted his machine, and it did not come back up. And it's kind of weird because it was just a registry setting, and then now the hardware is just shot. We were talking about it all day today and trying to figure out what was going on, and it makes no sense at all. He swapped over to his old hard drive, he did everything, and it is just gone. So we think it might be the motherboard, it might be a coincidence. Don't really know what's going on, but we will be missing Mr. Hoofit tonight. But for me, not a whole lot. I have been mostly doing my typical thing on Roadhouse, getting in, trying to do my one dungeon a day for my Valor, and then going through LFR. Oh, you know what? I got my 4-piece this week. That's what
nice.
Happened.
Very nice.
I knew something good. Yep. So Tuesday reset. I go in, do a Shaw group. I already had my 2-piece bonus, so I go in. Shaw pops up, you know, I go and join that group. Pants drop, the tier pants, and they're actually 496, so they're pretty good pants, right on. So what do? I go and queue up for the Terrace in Raid Finder, and helmet drops out of there. So I'm like, sweet, right, there's my 4-piece. And I'm thinking, I only got 2 more pieces of blue gear left. So I went and started poking around through. I think my boots and a trinket are the only thing I need to replace. I went back, ran the second part of Mogushan Vaults, and Elegon gave me some boots. So LFR was pretty kind to me this week. I was much appreciative of that. LFR actually gave a couple of my dudes some gear, gave my warrior some gear, you know. So still playing the alts, making sure Roadhouse gets my love first and foremost, but it's been pretty laid back, you know. Getting that gear has been good. So what have you been up to? I know I haven't seen you a whole lot. So
no, I was a little under the weather this weekend. I had a bad cold, and I was working to try and get my kitchen completed. So, you know, Saturday, I was putting on baseboards and casings around the doors, and by the time I was done that with the cold, I was just wiped. I think I was in bed by 10, which is unheard of any day of the week, let alone a Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you in bed that early.
Sunday was the same thing. I put the grout on the tiles, did a few other things in and around the kitchen, and I was in bed by 10 again on Sunday. Monday came around, the cabinet guy was here. He showed up late, like I think he was here at 7 o'clock at night, stayed till 10:30. And then he was here again Tuesday morning, and he finished. So my kitchen is now, well, we'll say 99.5% done. He still needs to put, yeah, he needs to put vent covers on. He's got some fancy ones he's going to do for us, stain to match, some wood ones stain to match, to put on the kicks under the cabinets. But other than that, it's basically done, which is nice. So I don't know what to do with my time now that I used to complain about my cabinet guy. I don't know what I'm going to do now. Other than my kitchen, I have a new mic. I don't know if anyone has seen my Twitter feed, but we were snuggling last night.
So, some quality time.
Yes. So this is the first show here where I'm testing out my new mic. So hopefully it turns out pretty good here as well.
You're testing the mic, but you're also recording, which is something
I am as well. That's
that Taylor normally takes care of. So
yeah. So if this is a complete disaster, I guess I'm to blame this time.
That's right. That's why I don't touch it. I just show up.
Right. And what else we? Oh, we raided on Friday too. The first the first four went smooth. We got the Stone Guard in one shot. Everyone had their dogs out, so we got that achievement as well.
Yeah.
Fang took us two. I think it was just a hiccup. You know, a couple misplaced fires and that burned through everyone's mana, trying to keep everyone healed through that we had no mana left for the final phase. Garajal went well again. That was two tries again. I'm really starting to get the hang of calling out who's going for the other side there. So that's working well. I think we one-shot, the Spirit Kings?
Despite, I died like
I know.
2 seconds into that fight. And you know what? I will normally, you know, I will own up to standing in the poo, but you looked at where my body was, man.
Oh, I believe you.
So, well, yeah, that was, as frustrating as that was, we one-shot it. So
yeah.
It didn't matter.
Well, you couldn't get a res on that because Chariot actually died first. And she said the same thing.
Oh, well, yeah.
She said the same thing. She's like, true. Yeah. She's like, look at my body. You're standing on my body. How am I dead and you're not? And she was right. So she got the battle res, and then you complained about the same thing when you died. Like, you were where we were standing. So I don't know what happened there. Yeah. But we still managed to beat the Enrage, I think, by an extra second, even missing your DPS. So
yeah.
So with you in there, yeah, we two healed that fight. And then we saw Elegon for the first time. That's a... I can see why that's a wall for many guilds. I think it's going to take a little bit to learn that fight. On our last shot of the night, we did get him to 85. So we did see the first...
that second phase.
Yeah, the first shot of the second phase. And that ended quickly, though, after that.
Well, we got enough attempts in on him to kind of see at least what we're getting ourselves into. And
yeah.
I understand now why people are going over to Heart of Fear and grabbing, you know, kind of getting that a few more gear pieces out of there, and then coming back and working on Elegon. That dude's rough, man. It's gonna be a hard fight.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I'm still excited with the success we've had so far. This expansion rating, you know, three hours a week. You know, we're doing well, I think. Anyway. All right.
It's a little weird because I'm jumping back and forth between heals and DPS.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah.
So, you know, and my heals, my heal set is obviously my focus, but my DPS set isn't bad. It's certainly enough to get me into Raid Finder. I think it may be for 70 something, but it's, I could use a few pieces for sure. So if we can still start farming some of these guys out, I know some of those agility pieces are dropping. So.
Yep. Okay. We got some other clips in, so we're going to be playing some of those. They, some of them said they didn't want to be entered in the contest or whatever, but we still appreciate them sending in clips. So this one we got from The Sundering, so I'll play that for you right now.
Alfred, where's the mail?
Just some bills, Master Bruce.
I'm Batman. Why do you sound Australian? Never mind that. Any calls?
The Joker called. Something about the training dummies.
Training dummies?
They added you on Twitter.
What a bunch of training dummies.
I believe you are trending, sir.
Your face is trending.
Your face is trending. It's kind of hard to go wrong with the your face joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Some your mom jokes.
So yeah, definitely want to thank. I just want to thank Rafist and Seraphis from Sundering for sending that in. That was awesome.
Yeah, guys, man, that definitely cracked me up hearing that the first time too. So we will take a couple of tweets, calls, emails, whatever we got here. There's some more that we did get, but we're going to save those for when Hoofy get back. But we got a couple here that we'll hit up at least, because we may not be as thorough as some, but we still have some good things to say, I think. So let's see. First here, hey guys at the Training Dummies. I didn't write back and thank you for your episode about tanking, and I felt bad because I should have wrote sooner. I've just been busy. Thank you all so much, especially Hoof It. Since your episode, I'm loving tidy threat plates. Simply amazing. I've actually gone into LFR a few times now and have actually tanked those fights and have not died or wiped the group. I have also used those scripts off of your blog to Hoof It to max out my camera distance. Another huge help. I'm at item level 469 so far, and hoping to be able to see all of this expansion's content while it's current. Thanks again. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Seth, that Slagathor on iTunes, and he wanted to make the correction that his review said, spread the hand love.
Oh, yes.
We love typos here, so I think we had fun with that the first time around. But 469, one more point, and you can pretty much hit the rest of this tier's content, I think, right?
Yeah, 470 is when you can get into Heart of Fear and Terror, so the same item level for both of those for LFR.
Yep, I think the only gate to those is doing them in order, and once you've done them, you can go into any one of them again.
Yeah.
Getting those tier pieces and the shot touch weapons and all that, so I love hearing the success stories like this. Seth, that's a super, super awesome. I'm glad... Well, I guess the episode that helped you out the most was one where I was out sick, but it's still good. It's still good that
right. All right, we got a couple clips here from Wow Mardian. He sent in for the mail and for the topic. He said he didn't want to be included in the contest. He just wanted to send them in for us. He called it a Christmas present for us. So thank you, Joe. I'm sure we'll use these. I'll play them for you now.
Now it's time for the part of the show where we hear from you.
You've got mail.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey guys, it's Wow Martian, and welcome to the Training Dummies main topic of the day.
Maybe
you gotta love Joe, man. That guy's great.
Yeah, definitely. Should have waited until we actually got to our main topic for that one, I guess.
Oh, right.
Huh? Oh, well. We're amateurs. That's fine. We did get another question here from Jetrix on Twitter. He said, now we've had an expansion and a bit to get used to it. What are your opinions on mastery and its role as a stat? Meaning it was explained as a tuning stat first when first introduced, but now is another secondary stat. Rob, what do you think about mastery?
I still think it is a tuning stat, honestly. It's secondary, of course, to whatever your class is, you know, and strength, stamina, agility, whatever your class is. Well, obviously, they got their main stat, but... And it's going to depend on your spec, too, because there's a lot of roles out there where mastery really does not matter at all. And I think this is just an opportunity that Blizzard gets to take to fine-tune things. They can kick mastery up, dial it up or down at the drop of a hat, and make it matter, you know. It's the beta testing and all the math behind it, really, where people decide and figure out, you know, for prop pallies, mastery is huge. For, you know, I guess for most tanking classes, mastery is pretty big because it helps. It's a big part of their mitigation and damage and avoidance. But for, like, on Mistweaver market, I don't really care about it. I've taken the crit route. I know a lot of people like mastery for it, but I've taken the haste cap and then crit from there, and then mastery, I don't even care. I reforge out of it. So I think it's just a way to fine tune things, like they said it was originally. But having one more knob on the dial, I guess, is a good way to be able to bring that balance in. You know, it makes it a little easier on the development team. What do you think?
Yeah, I like mastery. It's a neat stat in that, you know, it may be just a secondary stat that they can use for tuning, but it's different for every class and every spec on what it does. So it's kind of neat in that way, in that they can add one thing to the game where it affects every class differently. You know, there's crit. Everyone's crit, it means the same thing. You know, you have a chance to critical with your spells or with your melee attacks or ranged attacks. You know, haste, it has a chance to speed your attacks up or reduce your global cooldown. Whereas mastery, it's kind of cool in that, you know, every class it's different. For Wrestle Shaman, it reduces, or sorry, your heals are better the lower health they have, you know, and then, you know, it's different for every other class. Paladins, I'm pretty sure it procs a shield, you know, that does some absorb, you know. So it's and it does work well as a tuning stat because it you know, you can adjust those up or down because crit does do the same thing for every class. You can't make that many adjustments to crit because it should be pretty standard for every class. So you know, mastery in its ability to be able to be a tuning stat, I still think it is. It's not just another secondary stat because they can turn that dial to make individual class changes, and they do it on occasion. It's definitely done. So yeah, I think mastery is good. I think it was a good addition to the game, and that's just another facet to speccing out your character. You know, like Rob, you're saying you're going the crit build versus or as opposed to mastery. I'm starting to do that a bit on my Shaman as well. So, you know, I think I've heard that, you know, you want about 50% mastery on your Shaman and then start to go crit to get some of the regen back. So, you know, it's just another way to individualize everyone's class so we're not all the same thing anyway.
Well, I think it's really situational and it's really... For a lot of people, it's going to be flavor-based. I know for 25-man rating, it's a lot different. I may actually take it, you know, I may actually look at it a little harder if that's what we were doing. But, you know, you can look at it and go, well, you know, what it offers me is this. And I, for a 10-man team, that really doesn't matter, you know. But in a 25-man team, you know, being able to have the little spheres around or, you know, I you know, it just really... kind of your a preference thing too, so I think that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. All right, are we ready to get into the contest?
Let's get into it. Yep, I think we have a couple here lined up.
I'm going to play Joe's again, just because that's what we're doing.
Hey guys, it's Wild Martian, and welcome to the Training Dummies main topic of the day.
All right.
That's right.
So the main topic of the day is the contest. We were kind of hoping we'd get a few more entries than we did. But the ones we did are good, so that's okay. Anyway, we have an honorable mention to start, so I will play that one first, since we're going to play all the clips for you eventually, although there's not many. Okay, honorable mention.
Hi, I know you're listening to Training Dummies.
That, and that one was from B5 and a few other numbers. He joins us in the Horderly's chat room quite often, so thank him for sending in that entry. I guess we should we explain what the contest was even?
Yeah, we can. It was pretty straightforward. We were basically off asking the community out there to get in and submit some bumpers or some clips for segues or transitions into our you know, emails, calls, Twitter, main topic discussion, you know, all the little segments that we do. So we ask people to submit their audio clips.
Okay, well, I guess we can just get into this. Well, I should have grabbed a drum roll or something too, hey? Oh well.
Oh right, so you are not
I am not prepared, that's for sure. All right. Okay, the runner-up, we'll play that clip right now, is... Sorry, I gotta look for my hotkey for it. Okay, there it is.
Your hotkey moved.
It's time to read the Ooken Mail.
Okay, that's awesome. I know, I like that one. That one's good too. That one was from Cold of Cold's Gold Factory and the Eviscerated Podcast. So we had two prizes that we were giving out, and we have decided that we are going to let the winner choose which of the two they would like, and we'll give the other one to you. The prizes, of course, were a battle chest and a little KT. That's what it is. Yeah, little KT.
Little KT.
Yeah.
I thought you had a panda bro at one time.
I
don't remember.
Yeah, little KT. Yeah, it's little all KT.
All right. And speaking of winner... The winner is...
Hold on. Oh, wait. Here we go.
Deep Run Tram. Last call for mail.
That was from our buddy Walsh over at the Dark Moon Herald. We love those guys, and we really appreciate that clip. That was a really fun clip, both of those. So... We are going to get in contact with Walsh, let him pick which one of the prizes he wants, and then Cold will have the other one.
Yes, and I want to thank, everyone who sent in a clip, they're all very awesome.
I loved every one of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think if we'll look at doing some more contests here in the future, and too bad more people didn't stick to the guidelines, too.
Yeah, right, there's that.
I've had the crash test dummies in my head for days now, thanks to Kevin and Absana.
Yeah, but that was awesome. That was awesome. All right, well, I guess we might as well start the closeout here. This is just a mini cast, so I guess it is time for...
Get your hand low tonight. Get your hen love on tonight.
All right, I want to send some hen love to the Horderlies, our guild on the Deathwing server, and as well some hen love to Root and Freckleface from the Hearthcast podcast. And we can't... Can't go without giving head love. I'm probably stealing some of the one Rob wanted to, but Kevin Upsana from Dark Moon Herald. And
Walsh.
And Walsh. And everyone who sent in. Cold. who else do we have? Joe. B5. Raphis and Seraphis from Sundering. You guys all get hand love. Lots and lots of hand love. It was awesome.
I'd like to send some special hand love over to Hoofit tonight, because I know this whole computer thing has stressed him the heck out, and he couldn't be here tonight. So, Hoofit, we're thinking about you. We miss you, man. And a special shout out to all you Twitter folks that have clicked the link and got hacked. Your DMs mean a lot to me, but no, I don't believe that you have an LOL picture of me that I must see. So, sorry, guys. But you get a special shout out because you clicked the link, and you got to get something for that at least.
So. Right.
yeah, definitely, like you were saying, our guildies, our friends over at Hearthcast, all of our community, the Twitter and Facebook people, you guys, and especially the success stories like we read earlier, you guys make this totally worth it, and it's super awesome, and really, really, really appreciate it.
All right, we have a 5-star review this week as well. It is from Efreet Hawk, who says, "Can't wait for more. When you hear Hen's unbridled Canadian enthusiasm mixed with the Hothouse's calming tones, being pulled together by Hoof's tendency to thoroughly explain all the things, you'll be wishing the Training Dummies was a daily show." That is awesome.
That's the best review I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Thanks, Efreet.
So I stepped into the Epic Podcast live stream last night, and right at the very, very end of the show, Lignar put something special together that he did, and I thought it was so awesome. I absolutely loved it. Super creative, super, super cool. Love those two anyways. Lignar and Medi are great. If you haven't checked those guys out, it's an epic podcast. But the little clip that he put together, I talked him into sending it over to us so we could share it with you guys too here. So it is called The Last Raid Before Christmas.
'Twas the last raid before Christmas, and all through the guild, the raiders were hoping for one more boss kill. The banquets were offered, stat buffs would be there, in hopes that this boss would stop breathing air. The healers were chatting about who would heal who, while the raid lead repeated, "All stack on the blue. The tanks in her armor, the deeps ready to snap, all were ready to give this boss a dirt nap." When Vent came alive with all sorts of chatter, I became all alert to see what was the matter. Holding back laughter, I'd wondered who'd spoke. Someone had just told an off-color joke. The laughter died down and chatter subsided. Some already scheming how loot'll be divided. When ready to pull, raid chat raised my ire, I saw someone say, "AFK, cat just caught fire." Fire put out, we were ready to go. We got a quick rundown of when cooldowns to blow. Taunting the boss, the tank thought this the same as conquest before he remembered by name. Down Zanaz, down Stoneguard, down Cho'Gall, and Deathwing. We downed these in service of Varian, our king. With all of these pulls, our purpose was clear. We wanted to kill bosses, get loot, and get gear. This felt like the millionth time for this pull. We'd struggled before, keeping our health bars all full. Why did it feel like we were stuck in a loop? Because too many people kept standing in poop. This pull was no different than those in the past. People were taking too much damage to last. In the interest of seeing the fight's mechanics, the raid lead pushed on, almost in a panic. Mass res, eat food, get flasked and rebuffed. The raiders were starting to feel pretty gruff. After a pep talk and a quick strat review, we ran toward the bouncing square marker of blue. And then came that moment where it all seems to click. As seconds ticked by, the boss's health dropped quick. Cheers came over Vent as he fell to the floor. We proved this boss is a brick wall no more. We rezzed and rebuffed the raiders that died and took a screenshot to bolster guild pride. The loot was announced, some taking it hard. Since no upgrades dropped, we turned them to shards. We killed lots of trash as we went on our way, with hopes a zone drop would make someone's day. We moved down the hall toward the next boss, thinking no useful loot will cause some to be cross. We got one attempt before time expired. It was all for the best as our raiders retired. We called it a night and went on our way, knowing we'd be back in just a few days. Before dropping from Vent, the raid leader spoke, "Research this fight. Next time this dude croaks. Thanks for coming, you guys. It was fun, and I'm already eager for our next run.
That was awesome.
So awesome, man. So good.
Yeah, very
way
good.
Cool. Thank you so much, Lignar, for sending that over. That was great, man. It's too good not to share. So that about does it for episode number 25 of The Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website at thetrainingdummies.com, and if you'd like to contact any of us or the show, our information is on the site. We also encourage you to leave comments on the episodes. You can also like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies, follow us on Twitter @trainingdummies, or subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email or record an MP3 and send it over to the show at thetrainingdummies.com. Happy holidays, guys.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!